Hey everyone, and welcome to the Bible Breakdown Podcast. In this podcast, we will be breaking down the Bible one chapter a day. Whether you are a new believer or have been following Christ for a while, we believe that you will learn something new and fresh every single day. So thank you for joining us, and let's get into breaking down the Bible together.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bible Breakdown Podcast with your host, Pastor Brandon. Today, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, and today's title is God's Family is Big. God's Family is Big. We're going to jump right into this because we got more fun to have today. We're just going to get real with it today. But before we do that, as always, make sure you like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Leave us a comment. Let us know today what is the hardest word to say. And also on the podcast, make sure you're leaving us a 5-star review. And as always, we all gather together at the Bible Breakdown discussion on Facebook. And man, the more we dig, the more we find. And we're going to need that today. This today is where we continue to just enjoy God's word together. I heard a Hebrew rabbi say one time, there is no such thing as a boring part of the Bible. There's simply a part of the Bible we don't understand, because if we understood it, it would be amazing. And I believe that. And I really believe that when it comes to chapters like today, because it's a whole lot more names. And I just want to go ahead and tell you, we're in this together, folks. We are going to read this together. More names are going to happen. And let's all be honest. Can we all be honest for a moment? If you've been a Christian for very long, these are the chapters you skip right over. But as we talked about yesterday, this is our spiritual family. This is our great, great, great times 10 aunts and uncles. We're part of this together. So we're going to read Uncle Reuben and Uncle Simeon's name, and we're going to praise the Lord for it. And let's see what we can get out of it at the end. You ready? This is part of our spiritual heritage. Let's read this together and see what God's word will say to us. And I want you to forgive me in advance. And if my Hebrew teacher is reading along with us, please don't send me an email. I know that I'm getting this wrong, in Jesus' name. Okay, here we go. Let's read this together. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1 says this. The sons of Israel were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. That was wonderful. We made it. Verse 3. Judah had 3 sons from Bethshua, a Canaanite woman. Their names were Onan, and Shelah. I love Judah. He named them such easy names. But the Lord saw the oldest son, Er, was a wicked man. So he killed him. Oh, Lord. Later, Judah had 2 sons from Tamar, his widowed daughter-in-law. Oh, man. And their names were Perez and Zerah. So Judah had 5 sons in all. Lots of stories there. Go back and read the book of Genesis to get all of that tea, because there's a whole lot of tea getting spilt back in the book of Genesis about that mess. So here we go. Verse 5. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hemu. The sons of Zerah was Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kolkah, Darda, and 5 in all. The sons of Carmi, the descendant of Zimri, was Achan, who brought the disaster on Israel by taking plunder that had been set apart for the Lord, and the son of Ethan was Azariah. Now, if you want to know about what happened with Achan, go read the book of Joshua. That whole T is back there. All right, the sons of Hezron were Jeramel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Abinadab. Abinadab was the father of Naashon, the leader of Judah. Naashon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. We know who Jesse is. Here we go. Jesse's first son was Eliab. The second son was Abinadab. The third son was Shemaiah. The fourth son was Nathanael. The fifth son was Radai. The sixth son was Ozem. And here it is. The seventh was David. The sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah had 3 sons named Abishai, Joab, and Ashalel. Abigail married a man named Jether the Ishmaelite, and they had a son named Amasa. Hezron's son Caleb had sons with his wife Ezbuah from Jeroboth. Her sons were Jeshur, Shobab, and Ardon. After Ezbuah died, Caleb married Ephrath, and they had a son named Hur. Hur was the father of Uri. Uri was the father of Bezalel. If you remember, Bezalel has some history in 1 Samuel. Go back and read that. Verse 21, Hezron was 60 years old, and he married Gilead's sister, the daughter of Makar. They had a son named Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who ruled 23 towns in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured the towns of Jair and took Kenath and its 60 surrounding villages. All these were descendants of Makar, the father of Gilead. Soon after Hezron died, the towns of Caleb Ephrath, his wife Jerubiah, gave birth to the son named Ashua, the father of Toka. And the son of Jeramil, the oldest son of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, Bina, Oren, Ozim, and Ajah. Jezreel had a second wife named Atarah, and she was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the oldest son of Jeramil, were Maz, Jami, and Ikar. The son of Onan was Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishu. The sons of Abishur were, the sons of Abishur and his wife Abihail were Mabon and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Epim. Seled died without having children. Poor guy. But Apim had a son named Ishi. The son of Ishi was Sheban, and Sheban's descendants had a descendant named Elal. The son of Jada, Shemai's brother, were Jether and Jonathan, and Jether died without any children. But Jonathan had two sons, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Shaban had no sons. Poor guy. Though he did have daughters, he also had an Egyptian servant named Jemra. Odd you would say that, but here we go anyway. Sheman gave one of his daughters to be the wife of Jarma. Oh, that would be why. And they had a son named Atah was the father of Nathan. Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Nephal. Nephal was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu. Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez. Helez was the father of Elisha. Elisha was the father of Shishamai. Sisamai was the father of Shalom. Shalom was the father of Jechamiah. Jechamiah was the father of Elishama. The descendants of Caleb. Pause on the descendants of Caleb. Let's just all take a deep breath together, because there's a whole lot more names coming. And don't forget, these are your long-lost, ancient aunts and uncles. Praise the Lord for them. Here they are. Here's some more of them. The descendants of Caleb was the brother of Jeramiel, including Misha, the firstborn, who became the father of Ziph. Caleb's descendants also included the sons of Merishash and the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tippuah, Rikim, and Shema. Shema was the father of Rama. Rama was the father of Jeokim. Rekim was the father of Shemaiah. The son of Shemaiah was Hamon. I just put an H in there for no reason. Maon was the father of Bez-Zur. Caleb's concubine was Ipah, and she gave birth, he gave birth to Haran and Moza and Gaziza. Haran was the father of Gaziz. I'm going to tell you something about some Gaziz. We need some Gaziz. Sounds like a sneeze, right? Yes, of course it did. The sons of Jehadai was Regem, Jotham, Gishon, Pelet, Ephath, and Shaph. My brain just froze for a moment. All right, verse 48. Another of Caleb's concubines. This joker needs just to get married and not have all these side chicks, all right? But he had another one, and her name was Micah, and she gave birth to Sheber and Tiriah. She also gave birth to Shaaph, the father of Medina, and Sheva, the father of, it looks like it says Macbeth, but it's not Macbeth, it's Mechbina and Geba. Caleb also had a daughter named Eksha. These were the descendants of Caleb. Thank you for letting us know. We're almost done with this chapter. The sons of Hur, not the guy from the movie, the oldest son of Caleb's wife, Hephrath. He did get married. There we go. Hephrath were Shobah, the founder of Kiriath Jearim, Shalma, the founder of Bethlehem, hey, that's pretty cool, and Hareph, the founder of Beth Gadar. The descendants of Shobal, founder of Kiriath Jearim, were Hora, the half of the Meraranites, the family of Kiriath Jearim, the Irathites, the Puthites, the Shemathites, the Merishites, and all who came from the people of Zorah and Eshtol. The descendants of Shalma were the people of Bethlehem, the Nephites, the Haratabetha-Joab, the other half of the Maathites, and the Zorites, and the families of the scribes living in Jabesh, and the Tiathites, the Shemathites, and the Kuthshashites. All of these were the Kehathites, the descendants of Hamath, and the father of the family of Rechab. Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's finish this up, and we'll be done for the day. Remember why this is important. The nation of Israel is coming from being gone for 70 years. They don't know where their family heritage is. They don't know what rights they still have to the nation of Israel and to Jerusalem. They're a people that was without a country and without a heritage. And what Ezra is doing, can you imagine Ezra going around all these people and going like, hey, look, who's your daddy? Who's his daddy? Who's his daddy's daddy? Going all the way back, because he is reconstructing a history for them. And helping them see their history from the point of view, not as failures, not as people that have no family, but actually have a strong family, when they see it through the eyes of the overall idea of First Chronicles, which is when God is with you, there's always hope. And the reason why that speaks to me is I've talked to people who, when they give their life to Christ, they say, I don't have a history. I have a bad history. I have a bad family from a bad place and all that kind of stuff. But slowly, as God begins to heal their heart, they begin to realize, you know, actually, God has been at work in my life. God has done this. God has done that. And when they start to look at their history through the lens of the healing that God has for them, they're able to see that God has always been with me and there's always been hope. And we always need to remember, as these names are hard and they're difficult, and I don't want to read them, and we have a lot more chapters of this to go, notice that God is piecing back together a history these people can be proud of. And that's my prayer for you. I don't know what your history has been. I don't know what you've been through. But my hope is that as you continue to journey with the Lord, God will piece your history, that you'll begin to see God is with you. And God has been with you this whole way. And to realize that when God is with you, there's always hope. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much. Thank you so much that, Lord, you never consult our past to determine our future. And as we journey with you, you actually help us to reshape and revision our future. Not to see it as something that it wasn't. There were hard times. There were difficult things. But you help us to see it in the light of your goodness and to realize, God, that you are for us. You are with us more than we can imagine. And because you're with us, you help us to see that all things are possible. We thank you for that today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anyway, well, let's not forget, God's word says in 1 Chronicles 29, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and you rejoice when you find integrity there. God knows you and God rejoices when we take next steps that lead us closer to him. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow for more fun reading in 1 Chronicles chapter 29.